Okay,
Und
was sagt nicht mehr Savi
ich
Murray, Jakob Israel Pinchas, was sagt nicht mehr Daniel Shane, was Joshua Falk. Okay, we're holding by Shabbos Chanukah, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. There's a lot to say. And if anyone wants to bring up any shilohs, I remember Rabbi Lintz made a chasana on Chanukah of his son Ben, and there was a whole discussion about where to light and this, you know. So Chanukah is no shortage of shilas that come up on Chanukah, especially Shabbos Chanukah, when people are going away. This is the question. You see, normally there is a question of Neir's Chanukah, whether you should light Neir's Chanukah. Does it have to be dafka in your house where you live? So, do you need a house? Right? So it's not so clear. I mean, the Gemara speaks about Pesach Beso. So the Gemara does speak about the concept of a house. Tosis and Sukkah speaks about the idea of making a bracha there, you know, on Birkas Haroeh. He says, why do we make if Birkas Haroeh? Because maybe somebody's not doesn't have not in the house, doesn't have a house, so he's gonna not be able to light. So from that is mashma that it's a din in you know having a bias, even though it's not explicitly in the Gemara that you have to have a house. When it says ner ishu beso, so the simple pshat beso just means your household. Doesn't mean a physical house. In fact, some point out that the fact that the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel, when it discusses all the things you need a house for, and it has to be Dalet al Dalet, doesn't mention Ner Chanukah. It mentions Mezuzah, it mentions Makeh, it mentions these things. In other words, like the Tzitz Eliezer discusses, what if you're camping out someplace? Could you light, you know, can you light it on the park bench? So some say no, you need a bias, and others disagree and say that really you could light anywhere. But the question is, what if you're not in your regular house? You're going away for Shabbos Chanukah. You're going away for Shabbos Chanukah, and there are two parts to this question. One is, you're going away Shabbos Chanukah, and then are you staying Motzai Shabbos? What's the story with Motzai Shabbos? Or say he's staying a little bit, etc. So the Gemara in Shabbos has this idea of achsanai, that if you're an achsanai, meaning you're a guest, you're an achsanai. So if you're a guest and you have somebody who's staying back at your house, say for some reason you were away for Shabbos, and so the Gemara says Achsanai that Madlika the love betoch beso, then you yotze with the hadlaka. Say the wife had to go away to Shabbos Kala face, and her husband wasn't there, or the husband is away on a business trip or something like that. So technically speaking, the Gemara says that the person who stays home could light, even though the fellow is or the woman is someplace else, because he madlika alav betoch beso. In other words, as long as you're part of this, what is it, the same household? The same household means that you're supported together, the same financial construct. The same financial construct is that. So therefore the husband and wife are under the same financial construct, and so are the rest of the kids who are still at home and being supported by the family. They're part of that Ner Ishu Beso, and they could light. In fact, Ravavadi, there's two minhagim we know, the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Sfardim hold one menorah for the whole family. Believe me, that would be my sheep. My mother's fighting, but we follow the but my kids, would not go for that. So, but just as I told you many times, I hold the less fire, the better. And I would go for that shita, and that's the shita of the Rav Yosef Karel. And the Ramah has this new idea that everyone likes. Every person, maybe not the married woman because she's part of her husband, and that became the Minhag Ashkenaz that every household member lights. It's a question because none of the Rishonim ever said such a thing. In other words, in the Rishonim, the two opinions are either one menorah for the whole family, or the Baal HaBayis lights for the whole family. In other words, so you have five people in the house, so the Baal HaBayis will light the first night, will light either five menorahs or five candles, 10, 15, 20, etc. But to split it up and every individual lights on their own, which the Ramah seems to say, I mean, even though I don't know if he uses the word making a bracha, but that became the minhag that every single household member, except maybe the married wife, doesn't make their own hadlaka and their own bracha. But that became the minhag, even though the Sefer Galia Masechta, he says that it's questionable. Maybe it's a Safek bracha levatala, but that's what it is. So, and there's a whole discussion. What if you're a yeshiva boy? What if you're a yeshiva boy? So, and you're Ashkenaz. Let's say a Sephardic yeshiva boy. Let's talk with a Sephardic yeshiva boy. So, Rav Avadi Yosef says, if you're a Sephardic yeshiva boy, you live in New York. You're out in the yeshiva in Baltimore, or whatever you are. So you could be yotzei with your parents. You don't have to light in the dorm. You don't have to, because it's one hadlaka for the whole family, the whole household. So that's what Rav Avadi Yosef said. If there's so the easiest thing for the Sephardic boys are what? To have their father light for them. Finished. Gemarnu. And it saves all the problems. And the Ashkenazic, so they have this idea that everyone lights. So if everyone lights for them, so that's why the Ashkenazic boys light in the yeshiva also, even though it was just like when they're home, the father lights, but they also light. So too when they're in yeshiva. Rav Elyashiv did not agree with Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Elyashiv held that the idea that you could be yotzei with your father is only if you're living at home. But if you're not living there, so even though you're still being supported by your father, even though you're not living there, you still would have to light the Bikur Halacha. But I think most of the Sfarim, I mean, Rav Avadi Yosef was the posting for the Sfarim. So the Sfarim usually would follow him. And it would not, if they want to light, maybe they light without a bracha, but certainly not with a bracha, according to Rav Avadia Yosef. So that's, because, in yeshivas, in tells, unfortunately, there was a fire. I don't know exactly when the fire was, but there was a fire in the yeshiva. And therefore, in tells, they have the minhag that they just light one hadlaka for the whole yeshiva. They don't let the boys light because they had a fire. I hold you, we shouldn't have to wait till to have a fire to do these things. We should minimize the hadlaka. So that's the story with Yeshiva Bachrim. Again, Svarnim versus Ashkenazic, and even within the Svarnim, the machlokas between Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Elyashiv. Oh, but now let's say my case. So my case, I'm going to my in-laws, Bez Hashem, for Shabbos Chanukah. So what's the story? So some hold. So you can light on your own, just like when you're lighting at home, everyone lights, you can light on your own. The post can point out that even though this minhag Ramah that everyone lights, so doesn't apply when you're not at your own home. In other words, so for sure, I'm not going to have take five, six different menorahs and bring it to my in-laws' house. That's for sure not. So the question is, should I? So there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that some bring your own menorah, one menorah in addition to your in-laws' menorah. You light your own menorah. Rav Soloveitchik was against this. Rav Soloveitchik held, he was very into this idea that you need a bais. So if it's not your bais, how could you light? So he thought that when the Gemara says that when you're a guest, mishtatef b'pruta, so Rav Soloveitchik said a chiddush, and Rav Shechter pointed out this chiddush is also in the Sefer Be'er Avram, Rav Avraham Hosvela. He was the dayan in Vilna. You know what? He's famous because he has a psak that the Chai Adam quotes. That if you forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh or the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so he says that you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. Only in the daytime. And then the first night, you wouldn't have to go back because just like by Yalav Yavo, if you forgot Yalav Yavo at night, you don't go back. So too, like Amez and the Kaddish Balaila, so too, you don't go back on Kel HaKadosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. Others disagree. Rav Moshe agreed with Rav Abel HaPasvela, and he held for a different reason, and the other Achronim say this reason too, that the din in Shemayim is only in the daytime. So since the din in Shemayim is only in the daytime, the whole idea of a melech is that's the zman din. It's not the zman din at night. So therefore, if you said hakel, even though chachilu we say a melech hakadosh even at night, if you said hakel hakadosh the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you'd be yotze. So that's why he became very famous for this psak. This one psak. I'm sure he gave many psakim in his life, and he wrote many things. He was a big dayan in Vilna, but somehow in history, some people go down for one thing they said, even though that was a minuscule part of their life. But somehow that was got recorded, and that's what he went down for. So, but he holds, like Rav Shechter pointed out, also like Rav Soloveitchik, that if you're not in your own house, you can't light. So the only way you can light is piggybacking on somebody else. And that is what? Mishtatev b'pruta. Give him a pruta, and you're going to be yotze through the person who actually lives there. So that's called mishtatev b'pruta. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that mishtatev b'pruta, because why does the word say, Yachsanai is mishtatev b'pruta? Why does he just say he has to light? So Rav Soloveitchik said, because he can't be, because he has to be mishtatev b'pruta, because it's not his house. So if he's not mishtatev b'pruta, he can't light. So the only way he can light is through somebody else who lives there. The other pshat is that no, that the Gemara said mishtatev b'pruta because just practically, people didn't have all these menorahs and the candles like we have today. The suitcase, you're going away. It wasn't, so practically he had his money belt with him, so he was away. So he's it's not like today you're away, but you have your suitcase and you have your whole everything there. There's just practically mishtatev b'pruta, not halachically you have to be mishtatev b'pruta. See, Rav Soloveitchik didn't like, he liked everything to be halachic, nothing to be just that this is, the metzias. Like he was not into everything is halacha. In the Gemara, it's a halacha. The mishtatev b'pruta. Others say no, it's not a halacha. It's mishtatev b'pruta because that's what you have to. That was just the reality that they didn't have their own menorahs that they've been able to carry and get, or some. It wasn't so. Well, they can't. You know what I mean? It wasn't so practical of how, their suitcases. They travel with their money belt. But they didn't have like the suitcases like we have today and all this thing. You can travel from here to there and carry here half your wardrobe, etc. So one possibility again, you go to someone's house for Shabbos Chanukah. One possibility is what? You light there. You take your menorah, you light there. Rav Soloveitchik thought not because, and Rav Abel HaPasvel also said like this, that no, you have to do mishtatev pruta. But there's another possibility. And the other possibility is that you don't even have to be mishtatev pruta. Because you're part of the Bnei HaBayis. What does it mean you're part of the Bnei HaBayis? but you're not being supported anymore. You're married, you have your own income, you're not supported. So this is the discussion. Dina's Varadin. He was the Rav in Egypt. And he says the following. He says that if you're going to someone's house for Shabbos, and at the end of Shabbos, they're not presenting you with a bill for food and board. So for that Shabbos, you're B'nai HaBayis. For that Shabbos, you're B'nai HaBayis. And that's how some hold. Rav Abadi always say, who always says like that, that you're some say no, you're only B'nai HaBayis if you live there permanently, you know. But you just different. But some hold that you don't even have to be mishtatef. You don't even have to be mishtatef because you're from the B'nai HaBayis, and if you're going to eat there and sleep there the whole Shabbos, so you just, as everybody said, you just listen to his hadlaka, and you would be yotzei as one of the B'nai HaBayis. So those are the different possibilities. Now, what about Motzai Shabbos? So Motzai Shabbos, I believe Rav Sternbach has this thing that the Motzai Shabbos, another post can hold that if you're leaving right away, so then you broke your B'nai HaBayis status because you're on the way out. If you're planning to stay Motzai Shabbos, or you're planning to say you're going to leave, but first you're going to be there another couple of hours and you can eat Malav Malka, and then you're going to, so you still have your kvius there. So then you're still part of the bias that you can light there, and then according to the shittas that mishtatev pruta, according to shittas, don't even have to be mishtatev pruta. You're still part of the bnei habayis. Yeah, there's a lot of times people ask, a lot of times in here, why you like last night. A lot of people go home for Shabbos Chanukah, so they want to know they're going to go home first at 8 o'clock. They're going to arrive at their house at 11 o'clock, but they'll be in their dorm or their place bisman hadlaka, but they're not sleeping over. So the simple pshat is that there's no chiyuv to sleep over. The chiyuv to sleep over is if it's not your house. So to become for this Shabbos, for this day, that it's Ke'ilu, it's my house, so I have to sleep over. But if this is your house, if it's your house, you don't have to sleep over to make it your house. But this is your house, you're there the whole, this is your dorm room, this is your apartment, this is where you live. So even if you're not sleeping over that night, even though that's the poskim hold, that you could light, it's better to light bisman at 5 o'clock, 6 or 5:30, whatever it is, and then rather to light, later on when you first get back to to Baltimore or wherever you're going at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, etc. Because really, whenever you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it right away. You're not supposed to, not supposed to wait. You should do it, bisman, and bisman chazal. If you didn't do it in the first half hour, that was it. If you didn't do it in the first hour, you finished, because bisman chazal, they lit outside, and the audience was the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, and there were no street lights. So the first half an hour was still, people were still rushing home because there was still some light. But after that, the streets were empty, and if in bisman chazal, the whole audience was the outdoor, so therefore you had a. But bisman hazeh, we could be more makel. Like sometimes your wife is coming home late, or you're coming home late, and you want to light together with your wife. Or a lot of times people get married on Hanukkah, like we Baruch Hashem, we had George's chasana not too long ago on Hanukkah. So when Ben Lintz got married, right on Hanukkah, Gishmaka chasana, and so a lot of times, questions, so sometimes people are able to light, before, but sometimes they have to leave already, and they can't light before. So some hold they can set up hadlakas at the wedding room, because you don't necessarily need the light in the bais. There are shittas like that. Rav Mendel Zilber has a tshuva like that, etc. But some hold, no, you can't do that. So there are two possibilities. So the simple possibility is you're like, when you come back, you're going to eat at the wedding. Hopefully you'll eat at the wedding. So you'll set an alarm. And you're today, everyone has these clocks or these iPhone, whatever. They're going to set an alarm when you set an alarm when you expect to be back. Because you expect to be back at 11 o'clock. So set the alarm at 11 o'clock because we don't want that. You come home and your mom forgot that it was, so you set the alarm. Like I had a chasen the first, actually, I had a chasen the first night of Hanukkah and then a Hanukkah party. That was also a big day for Hanukkah parties. Someone told me that they did a Hanukkah party last Motzei Shabbos. So they were Yotzei the Hanukkah party. It wasn't Hanukkah yet, but at least they didn't have any shilas of hadlaka. But the Hanukkah parties, could complicate Baruch Hashem, it's good people getting together, families getting together. There's so many families that people don't even talk to each other. So the fact that people getting together, that's a tremendous thing. And even if it's the night before Hanukkah. But so you'll figure out the Hanukkah party, the aspect. But that's the idea. That's the idea of so you could so some again some hold you could light at the thing, and some hold that you could you light when you come back. And then there's another question. This happens every once in a while. The person's going to be on the plane the whole time. He's going to mamish miss the. So some posts can hold that you can make a shliach. Ramban holds you can make a shliach. Well, a shliach means that you give somebody the keys to your house, and he comes in and he lights your menorah, your candles, your oil, whatever it is, in your house. And if you think maybe it's not safe, so then he should stay there for the half an hour and then blow it out. So that's another. It's a question whether he can make a bracha if you're not there, because maybe since the Maror HaZeruah says it's the Kevel Nachmoso says it's your mitzvah, so that's a question that's a question with the bracha, but besides that, so that's another possibility. There's another possibility. And that is to light after Plag Mincha. To light even after Plag Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch says you can light even after Plag Mincha. But the question is, lighting after Plag Mincha has a problem. Because the question is, when is Plag Mincha? And Plag Mincha, we normally say, is an hour and a quarter before what? An hour and a quarter before Shkia or an hour and a quarter before Tzeis? So when the Shulchan Aruch says you can light for Plag Mincha, so the simple pshat, the way some learned, some Rabbanim have pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch only knows from Rabbeinu Tam. So an hour and a quarter before Tzeis is what? It's around Shkia time. So you can't do it before, because then it's before Plag. So that's when the Shulchan Aruch meant. But to do it an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that's not so pashut that you could do that. The only question is, on Friday, someone asked me, like, tonight's Hadlaka, this afternoon, I should say. So we're not going to, no one's going to do it Shkia. I mean, officially, we have accepted that even those that keep Rabbeinu Tam L'Chumrah should not keep Rabbeinu Tam L'Kula. Even though technically, if you keep Rabbeinu Tam L'Chumrah, if you keep the late Shabbos, you could really start Shabbos later also. In other words, if you hold, say, seven, quote, 72 minutes, so that means that the first 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is still Yom. And technically you could do Melacha then. They say Rabbi Akiva Eged used to do that. He followed Rabbeinu Tam. So if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, it's Beil Kula Beil Chumra. Why not? But in America, they decided there was this big gasifa with the Satmar Rebbe and all the Gedolim. They were makabel that we shouldn't follow Rabbeinu Tam v'kul, and we all should not do malacha after Shkia, even if you're keeping the late Shabbos. Because technically, if you keep the late Shabbos, you should be. So therefore, So therefore, Plag Mincha then. So therefore, this night we're going to do Plag Mincha. We're going to do Plag Mincha, even though it's before the Rabbeinu Tam's Plag Mincha. Because if we're going to do it, Rabbeinu Tam's Plag Mincha, we're going to do it after Shkia, and we're not going to do that. So that's going to be the one inconsistency for those that, and will still be so much that you can light Neir's Chanukah even after Rabbeinu Tam, even before Rabbeinu Tam's Plag Mincha. But generally, I wouldn't recommend it because I really think the pshat is when the Shulchan Aruch said it is only the Shulchan Aruch L'shitaso who holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and Plag Mincha means to light after Plag Mincha to Rabbeinu Tam, not to light the Plag Mincha of the Grah, which is earlier. But not everyone agrees that that's a question, but that's the story. Okay, so these are some of the interesting halachas regarding travel during Hanukkah.
I recall Rabbi Simon, many years ago, I was on a business trip. It's got to be in the 80s, and I was taking the red eye from actually I was taking the red eye from California to New York, and it was Hanukkah. So it was a question, what do I do? Because I was going to be on the plane all night. I checked out of my hotel. So what I did, I hope it was right. I rented a car. I rented a car, a Lincoln, which has a big back, and I put the menorah. I parked it by the airport. I had a lot of parsimonisa. And I put it on the back shelf and lit it and waited till it went out. So that was my solution.
I mean, you put a real fire menorah.
I lit a regular fire menorah. I put it on the back like shelf behind the back seat. I sat
Okay.
there so it wouldn't be a fire,
You mean
and
in
just
the
waited
parking
for it
lot
to
of
go
the
out.
airport?
Yeah, the parking lot of the airport.
Okay. Okay, so that's the discussion what you can
Yeah,
do it.
exactly.
Okay, that's an interesting way. Okay, there's a lot. You know, there's a famous truv of the Marsham. You know, the Marsham was the Gadol Hador. You know the Marsham, the Birzhana Rav. Moshe Teichner once said, he says, Marsham once said about him himself. He says, I'm known as the Marsham, the Birzhana Rav, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyim. But he says, I'm Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyim Chutz MiBirzhan. Because my own community, they didn't give him the proper respect that he deserved. The whole world, he was known as the Gadol Hador. Because I'm Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyim Chutz MiBirzhan. So he wrote a tshuva about somebody was in a train. You know, they have this train with you know the trains that have with you have your own room in the train and you know lighting Neir's Chanukah in the train, and there's a whole tshuva about that. Because if you hold it's a bias, what he's trying to say, maybe this is a bias also. Your shita would be they're like the Tzitz Eliezer that you can light on the street bench. You light on the street bench like this, so you follow the Tzitz Eliezer.
You can't beat it for Pursume Nisa. More people
Right,
probably saw
right,
my
right. You
menorah
can't
that
beat it
night
for Pursuma
than
Nisa, but the question
right.
is the you know is there a halacha category that you have to fulfill or not?
Right.
So that's the
Yeah.
question. Like Rav Salvechi was very big that you could only light with a bracha Neir's Chanukah in shul, and Rav Salvechi has to be in shul between Mincha Maariv. But to light public halakas like Chabad does with a bracha, or if they do a bracha, or at a chasana, everyone once in a while you're at a chasana, and there's a spitz chasana at the chasana, so they want to be mechabit him to do a public halakha at the chasana and sing, and, you know. So some say that's gonna be okay, like Rav Adi Yosef, it's a public place you could light. But some say, and you'll be a great Pursumei Nisa, right? But Rav Salvechi was of the opinion, no, that. It's true you'll have a great Pursumei Nisa, but maybe at the same time you'll have a bracha levatala because maybe it has to be dafka either in your house or in shul. But that's a whole. But there are a lot of different shitas on these matters. But what you did is very creative, and it's like the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says you could even light on the street bench. Not everyone agrees. Okay. Let's end with some Midli Dagada. So I saw in the Olam Letshuva last week from the Belzer Rebbe. He says, what happened? They found one pach shemen, the chosama shel kohen gadol. what was this idea that Chosoma shall call God or the Path Shem? And what's this idea that we're so into the Mahadran, right? Mahadran, Mahadran, and Mahadran. And he says, what was this Path Shem all about? And why are we so into Mahadran? You know, what's going on here? So he says a beautiful idea. It's Melzer Rebbe. He says, what was that Shemen? You know, the Kohen Gadol had to be mad, bring a Korban Mincha every day, right? Minchas Chavitin, he brought every day a Korban Mincha. So he says, that oil was, why did he have oil? What's with the Kohen Gadol with the oil? The oil was the oil, he put jugs of oil for his daily Korban Mincha. So that's what it was, the jugs of oil for his daily Minchas Chavitin. And he had those jugs of oil, so most of them got tame, and then found one that, you know, that wasn't tame, etc. But the question is, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "Tatet Saves Israel Yikua Lecha Shemen Zayizoch Kosis Lamor." So the Gemara says in Parshas Tetzave, "Kosis Lamor V'lo Kosis Lamenochos," that the Shemen for the menorah had to be pure. Be totally beaten pure. But for the Korban Mincha, it didn't have to be as pure. Right? Kosis lamor, velo kosis lamenochos. So the question is, so how can we use that Pach Shemen for the menorah if the Pach Shemen was really for the menochos? And the menochos doesn't have the same standard as for the menorah. You hear the kasha. So Belzer Rebbe says, so it must have been that the Kohen Gadol was machmir. That even though he didn't have to have pure oil for his menachas, but the Kohen Gadol was machmir that he used pure oil even for the menachas. And only because of that, they were able to use that shemen. Because of his chumrah, that he wanted to be mahadir by the menachas. And Memela, oh, so says the Belzer Rebbe, that's why. Since the whole Nes of Chanukah started with this whole idea of being Mahader, that the Kohen Gadol was Mahader to use pure oil, even for his menachos, that's why it could be used for the menorah. So that's why the whole idea of Hider by Chanukah all stems from the original Chanukah of the Kohen Gadol, that we had his pure oil, etc. So that was the Belzer Rebbe. So I said this idea. And you know, the Sfasema says that all the Yomim Tovim that we have, we have Yomim Tovim that are Midoraisa, like Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and we have Yomim Tovim that are Derabbanan, like Chanukah and Purim. He says the Rabbanans are always patterned after the Doraisas. So he says, say Purim is patterned after Shavuot, because it's both a one day Yontif. It both has to do with Kabbalah Satorah. So, and Pesach is patterned after the Gula Hasidah. He made Tzeischa Meir Tzitzrayim that said Niflos, that Hashem is going to make Niflos Losi Lovo and a holiday Losi Lovo, just like he did when we left Mitzrayim. And what's the last one? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is paralleled after what? After Sukkot. After Sukkot. Hanukkah is paralleled after Sukkot. And that's why Hanukkah is 8 days, like Sukkot. I mean, Shmini Atzeres is 8 days. Hanukkah, Sukkot is Al Yidei. Sukkot was the Anani HaKavod of Aaron HaKohen, and Hanukkah is Al Yidei Kohanecha HaKadoshim. And Sukkot is pre Eitz Hadar, is the idea of Hidr, and that's hence Hanukkah is this idea of Mahadran, Min HaMahadran that we have on Hanukkah itself. So that's another parallel that we have. There are other parallels. But Hanukkah is, you know, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah chaviva ma'od. You even have to sell the shirt off your back for Neiros Hanukkah. And why is that? Usually you don't have to do that for a mitzvah. So they have the Nezer, the Rambam Shik say, because normally, you were supposed to do a mitzvah, you couldn't do it. Onus mechmona patri. But when it comes to Chanukah, Mesumei Nisa, So what is it good that I had good intention? But for mice, I wasn't a farsim b'nei. So in other words, some mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah, I do the mitzvah. But some mitzvahs is all about showing to others. You know, the whole idea of persume nisa. So if I'm not, even though I had good intention, I wanted to do it, but at the end of the day, I didn't do it. So then I didn't do persume nisa. And the mela, that's why it's result-oriented mitzvah. And a result-oriented mitzvah, you got to get it done. And that's why, even if it means you sell the shirt off your back, you get it done. And that's the idea. So this, the extra idea of the Mahadran, like we said, from the Belzer Rebbe, that even though the mincha didn't require, but the Kohen Gadol was always machmir to use kosis, even for the menachas as well, that he was always machmir to do that. And that's how it all. And even though, you know, the other kasha people ask is tum hutra betzibur, you know. So normally, when it comes to a tzibur dika thing, you don't have the din of tum. But he has the menorah is a tzibur dika thing. And Rav Shlomo Kluge says, but no, but tum hutra betzibur is for the avoda of the korban avoda of the menorah. But when you had a new mizbeach or a new menorah and you inaugurate it for the first time, that's called chanukas habizbeach or chanukas habenorah. You're making having a new one and you inaugurate it for the first time, and when you do it the first time, it has to be batara, and that's why Hanukkah had to be batara, because it wasn't just a avodas habenorah, it was a new menorah, a new hadlaka, a new inaugural. The inaugural one has to be batara, and that's the idea of Rav Shlomo. Okay, so Bezer Hashem, you should all have a freilich and Hanukkah. It should be the Simcha Dik. It should be safe. Always have to make sure. Whenever we light candles, we should be. A lot of times people ask, where should they light? First thing I said, light in the safest place. And, you know, sometimes people light in crazy places and not so safe. So that's, you know, we light, everybody said, you know, Washana Gemara, Manicha al Shulchan. We live on a fifth floor, so it's high up. But Manicha al Shulchan over Dayan. You know, you put on the table, it's the most central place ever. Because the Iker Hadlaka we have Bizman Azez is for the Bnei Habayis. It's not for the Bnei Rishus Harab Bizman Azez. It's Bnei Habayis. So we light on the dining room table where everyone is sitting and seeing. And that's, so we should be, don't say the mitzvah, behidura. Behidura is not only the hider of the mitzvah, the hider of the safety as well. And everyone should have a lichta kachanaka. And Be'ez Hashem, we should continue to see out the Bishmaya.